Morning, it is 8:34. We're running a little bit behind. A lot going on today, especially with the rolling blackouts. And we're back to a level 3, as they say, energy emergency alert declaration. We'll get more details on that. With me now on the telephone, I do believe we have our Vice Mayor, Alan Jensen, with us. And Jensis, rather. And Alan, how you doing?
We're doing okay, Tom. How are you?
Crazy. This is something that last night we went to bed feeling pretty good about ourselves, that we kind of dodged a bullet as far as this power outage stuff is concerned, and then just like lightning at about 7 a.m., crazy stuff.
Yeah, we got up here at the house, and it was on, and then my wife got up and said, hey, how long is the power going to be out? And I didn't realize it, but apparently we're going to be out for a couple hours at least. And if people want to see what the outages look like, if you've got access to your phone, you can look at the PSO website, the AEP PSO website. Mm-hmm. It has a map that shows the outage and gives some further information as to how long the outage is going to last. I couldn't find on the map a schedule of where it's going to be have outages through the day yet. But I think that we're working with PSO to find that out.
Good. We had some word that it was a capacity issue. I guess I'm assuming it's the inability to generate enough power. And therefore, they had to flip a few switches. And we had people have been calling us that their power had been off for some time before they got the email. We need folks to stay warm. And it's possible you're stuck in your house. You're not immune to this.
Well, I kind of thought, I'll just run over and talk to Tom on the radio, and the garage door opener won't work, and I think the door's frozen shut right now. So we're lucky we have 3 fireplaces in our house. We've got one of them fired up and staying plenty warm. Surely can for a couple hours.
Yeah,
I know a lot of people don't have that capability, so we hope they'll be okay. City's running at regular capacity. Our emergency generators have worked. I think they've had a little problem with the county, so dispatch is running at a little bit lower level.
Okay.
So please be patient with that. If you have an emergency, hopefully we'll be able to get to you as soon as possible.
So city services are doing the best they can right now. We're just what you would expect with a lot of snow on the ground and pretty cold temperatures, I guess. We just got this in, excuse me, Vice Mayor, but Bartlesville Public Schools have just notified us that they've suspended instruction online for today, and that's due to these rolling power blackouts. We're being told that parents and students who have power are welcome to optionally use the enrichment resources, but we're also told that the meal deliveries are underway and they will take place at the various parking lots. And you can see the Bartlesville Nutrition Facebook page for details, passing this along courtesy of our schools. And if a student or a parent needs to report a positive case of COVID-19, they need to get a hold of Carrie Eichelberry at the school. So we just got that in. We thought we'd pass that along. Besides rolling blackouts, the streets look okay, considering that this is not something that we normally have in Bartlesville in any given winter.
Well, you know, with the ice we had earlier last week,
that was harsh.
I really thought we were ahead of the game, and then of course this snowstorm came through. And but for the most part, the major streets are open, and I can even get around in my Prius. I haven't had to borrow my wife's all-wheel drive car yet, so I think we're in good shape. Now, in the next day or so, I assume that if the weatherman's right, then we may have some additional snow, and depending on how much that is, could create some additional problems.
4 to 6 is what we're looking at right
now. Weather's going to warm up.
Yeah, 4 to 6 inches just in time for us to hit 40 degrees on Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm ready for the 40 and 50 degrees they're promising.
Yeah, me too. What else is happening in the city besides the emergency things that we've already had to deal with?
Well, kind of on a much brighter note, the art installation at the Tower Center in Unity Square, that work is going to begin at the beginning of March. Hopefully it'll be warm enough that they can.
Mm-hmm.
And the flowers and the bees are going to be popping up there, and the new water feature. Of course, won't be able to use that for a little while, but probably by the 1st of April, that new installation will be in. Gives us something to look forward to.
Indeed. I'm feeling warmer already, just thinking about going back there to the Tower Center at Unity Square and just enjoying a nice outdoor events. I mean, what a beautiful place that is. I know it took a long time to get here, but much shorter than it could have been. But boy, it sure made its impact for the brief time that it was out in the good weather this past year, and in a year that we really needed it.
Yeah, and it's pretty cold out there, but if you go by and look at the fountain's kind of beautiful with the ice around it, and they still had it pumping. So it's really kind of neat looking, actually. I don't think I want to do anything on the stage today, but if you're in the warm car, it's pretty nice still.
Yeah, no ice capades up there on the stage, please.
I think you could have had ice capades on the parking lot the other day.
I bet. We're talking with Vice Mayor Alan Jensis here. And Alan, a few things going on with the city. We've got these boards different things here that people can actually be more of a part of the city and actually help make decisions, be part of the planning. Are we still have openings on these on some of these boards?
We do, and you can go on cityofbartlesville.org, and it will show all the different openings that that are available. You can get online and fill out an application, and then you'll be considered for one of these positions. And there's various different positions from time to time open. Of course, we have, I think, over 20 different kinds of administrative boards that the public can be involved in. As you said, you actually get to make decisions and recommendations to the council. Really helps out, helps the city make good decisions and based on what people are thinking. So get on cityofbartlesville.org and you can apply.
Very good. Other things happening here in the community, we're kind of between seasons here. We're between the ice age and spring. I imagine we're not getting a whole lot of projects done. A few things are on hold, much to the consternation of Mr. Seamers.
Yes, and I'm sure they're put behind a little bit by this last 2 weeks, but there'll be some exciting projects started. There'll be the project on Hillcrest. Hopefully we'll get going this year on that. Uh-huh. There'll be a widening of that, some improvement as far as the Pathfinder Parkways. With that, in conjunction with that project, of course, along with the art installation there at Tower Center and Unity Square, part of that project will be also an installation of a splash pad down by the pavilion and between the pavilion and the kiddie park. So there'll be two opportunities for children and grandchildren to have a little fun once it warms up by splashing around in the water a little bit. Then there's various different city projects as far as different city or streets and those kind of things. Mm-hmm. We'll also be working on, of course, our water use reuse project. Mm-hmm. Lots of exciting things happening. And at our last meeting, Mr. Seamers came and kind of did a recap of all the projects that have been completed and things that have been moving along. There's been It's really kind of amazing how much work they've gotten done in the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. If you haven't been out by the Price Fields, once it warms up, those fields are just about completed at this point, this latest phase. Really looks nice out there. It's going to be a great place for kids to play baseball, and I think it also has a capability for the high school as well as one of the fields will fit, I think, what college students would be playing. So just a lot of stuff happening. We just got to get through this cold moment, and of course it's an unusual situation. I can't remember the last time we had 12 below when we woke up, and I don't ever remember having these power outages. So we're hoping that we'll have a little bit better heads up as the day goes through as far as how this is planned, and so people can make plans for themselves.
Yeah, I was talking with Mr. Bailey, our city manager, just shortly before we engaged with you on the phone, and he was certainly surprised. So Yeah.
Yeah, so, I got that phone call too.
Oh, you did?
So, but we'll get that worked out, and you know, Bartlesville residents are tough, so we'll work through this. Again, if you have a problem, you can call dispatch, and we'll try to get to you as quick as possible. And again, if you get on the AAPPSO website, there's a map on there that talks about outages that'll show you what the area is within Bartlesville that's being affected at this point. Mm-hmm.
We're speaking with Vice Mayor Alan Jensen, and it wouldn't be complete if not one of us here from the radio station says, hey, Mr. G, what's coming to town? We got any new businesses?
Well, I know that the long-awaited Popeyes is coming, and of course there's going to be a new, it's not actually a new business, but Luigi's is moving their restaurant onto 75 Highway. Our Planning Commission just made some approvals on that, which will ultimately go to the City Council. So those two restaurants, I know that BDA is working on some other projects. The old Siemens building has, of course, the movie folks in there, as well as a manufacturing company. And, you know, we're working on all those projects to see that happens. And from my understanding, there'll be some filming starting in this area probably in April, possibly as early as March. And so that'll be an exciting thing to have here in Bartlesville, and also provide some economic benefit, not only from a tax standpoint, but from a tourist standpoint. Some people would like to just come and see if they can see anything. A little hard to do that because they usually keep you away, but it's an interesting thing that Bartlesville has, unlike probably most little cities that don't really enjoy that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, has your agent called you yet saying that you got a small role there in the Killers of the Flower Moon?
No, Tom, and but I did hear, you know, they were looking for a guy who knows how to do radio. So maybe you're the fellow.
Yeah, that Freehofer bunch is. Yeah, they've been knocking on my email box a little. So
you're a talent. So they.
I don't know about that. I think they've been misguided.
Well, and all those kind of things are kind of missed. You know, hopefully we'll get past this. Or get COVID a little more under control, and with the vaccination programs, I know that I've had both of mine now, and hopefully there'll be more available, and everyone who wants one can get one, and that will start putting this situation behind us. I know that the overall infection rate for the state, as well as hospitalization, and finally the death rate, is starting to decline. Hope that trend continues, and we all stay safe and well.
Okay, one sec. Okay, Alan, I tell you what, I want to thank you very much for being with us here today. We're going to have to disengage, but stay warm, my friend.
You too, and thanks for letting me do this over the phone.
Oh, anytime. You take care of yourself, okay?
Okay, thanks, Tom. Bye.
We've got more coming up right here on K1, the one you trust. You've been listening to Community Connection. It's been brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home.